From Palm Springs, California, this is the Desert Scene, celebrating the arts, entertainment, and culture of the Coachella Valley and desert cities. Presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System, the Desert Scene spotlights local theater, music, comedy, festivals, and more. Now, here's your host, Bonnie G.
Welcome to the Desert Scene. Very happy to have you here today. And very happy to welcome my good friend, Michael Shaw, to the show. He's Artistic Director of Desart Performs. They've got a brand new building and all kinds of exciting stuff going on. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you, Bonnie. Oh my God, this is exciting.
New space, new everything. It's fabulous.
Oh my gosh, we're on camera.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I should have worn my wig.
You look fine.
Oh.
So first, tell us about the new building.
Last year we bought a church, December 6th, which was just about a year ago, and we spent the entire summer renovating it and turning it into a theater. And we opened on November 13th. We did West Side Story in concert with a 15-piece orchestra, 24 voices, and it was just, it was beyond anything I could have even imagined. It was a wonderful celebration. It was three nights catered by Willie and the gang, and they just did a fabulous job. The show was a huge success. Very moving, and it was just a really nice launch to a very special place.
Tell us, because this was a huge undertaking to buy this new building and totally rehabbed it, pretty much from a church, made it from a church into a theater. Tell us about that process.
So we closed on the building December 6th a year ago, and spent the next 5-6 months really getting an architect, getting contractors involved, getting drawings, getting permits submitted, all of that's involved, all the while making sure that we were creating relationships with the community, making sure that we were going to be welcomed into the community, and everybody has been with open arms, oh my gosh, a small theater in our neighborhood, because we're in a neighborhood, in the Trino neighborhood, and reached out to the preservation community, because we're in a very important building. It is on the National Registry. Built in 1957, it was designed by Chambers and Frey. So it's a significant piece of history in Palm Springs. So we had to approach it very gently as to what we can do to the building, specifically the exterior. But at the same time, because it's an adaptive reuse, we had to modify a lot of the interior to make it a theater. Add lighting, add sound, add power. There were like sockets and outlets from 1957 still in the building. So there was a lot of work that had to be done. Plus, we polished up the lobby. There are rooms in the back of the church that are now dressing rooms, fully equipped with bathrooms. We have a rehearsal hall that was once a Sunday school class. So we have 6,100 square feet of beautiful space that is perfect for a theater. I was raised in the church, and I joke that church and theater are one and the same in terms of performance and expression. So it's a match made in heaven, if I can even say that. But the first piece of carpeting came up June 30th, and we were on a tight deadline because July, August, September, October, November 13th, we had to open. And so what we planned was getting the theater up and running, getting the backstage done, getting the rehearsal hall in a usable space. And so that was phase one. And so what's left to be done is we have to go into phase two after this season. So April 26th, we'll finish our last show of the season. And then the next team comes in. We have to renovate the bathrooms. Bathrooms have to be ADA compliant because right now we're falling underneath the grandfather clause of having 1957 bathrooms. So that has to be renovated. We're adding a full service bar to the lobby. We're adding a box office. We're converting the rehearsal hall into a dance studio. So there's actually a new floor and mirrors going up. Some plumbing things have to be done because we need laundry facilities for costuming. So those are things that we're doing in phase two. So phase one was, let's just get our doors open. But I will tell you, it was an enormous amount of work. The contractor, the architect, the entire team, it was a miracle. I got to tell you, it was a miracle that we got it done, but everybody pulled together and it was a busy summer. But I got to tell you, my dear, I couldn't be happier and very proud of what we did.
Any like big bumps in the road along the way? Because that's a lot, permits and all that's a lot.
You think you're always waiting for that bump. You're always waiting for that, oh my God, we shouldn't have done it that way. We got to go back to, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And that's what's amazing. I have nothing to tell you that it would have set us back.
See, what my analysis of that is, no, it's a little, is that it was meant to be. That's the universe saying, Michael, here's your space, go.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. The, oh my gosh. So Church of Scientists, Christian Science has a clerk, like every church has a clerk, basically manages the property. And she was the person that we met when we first looked at the building a little over a year ago. Her name is Pat. And so she got a tour about 6 months into the project, and she's seeing the church totally anew. And she always has said to us, this is divinely authorized. She said, this relationship, because we're very close actually with the church still, with Pat, with their board, the relationship actually happened immediately. There was a kindred spirit between the two, and they were handing over this incredibly important property and home to new people, new stewards. And so that relationship happened very early on. But she loved to say it's divinely authorized. So to your point, we do feel like it was meant to be.
Tell us about your season coming up.
West Side Story in Concert was our gala opening, which was a fundraiser. So now we actually start our season in January. The first show we're doing is, I'm directing Eureka Day by Jonathan Spector. And it is a social satire about vaccinations.
Great, pretty good time.
It's amazing because the play was written, it was on Broadway about 12 years ago. It's funny because it's actually more relevant today. So it had a revival last year and it won the Tony for Best Revival in April. So we're excited to have gotten the opportunity to do this play. It's very funny, heartbreaking and heartfelt at the same time. I'm very excited, it's a cast of five. And it's the first set, like formal set, to be built on our new stage. And the stage is brand new. It was poured and 4-inch floating floor. It's a stunning stage. It's a thrust stage. We're no longer in a proscenium stage. So we have a thrust stage. So it actually feels much more intimate than even the Women's Club where we came from. So that's our first show. We'll run January 15th to 25th. And then we open with a new play. It's actually the West Coast premiere of a one-person play called Destroying David. And Jason Odell Williams, who did Church and State, which is a piece that we had done a number of years ago, we're bringing his work back. He's given us the opportunity to present the West Coast premiere of his new play. And it's basically set in the museum where the David statue stands. And it's a docent giving a tour of that room. But it's basically, it's a story of how do we value art? How much do we value art? And do we have to always keep art in one piece? Do we always have to hang on to the history of art? Is there any time that you actually can let go of something that either has changed your life, doesn't have any more meaning, or by destroying that art, you actually move forward? It is a fascinating story of morality, passion, love, and commitment to each other, because it's a much deeper story than just a piece of artwork. That's being directed by Craig Wells. My dear friend Craig is directing it. And then we're closing our season in April with Love, Valor, Compassion. Love, Valor, Compassion is Terrence McNally's 1995 Tony Award-winning play. Beautifully written, seven gay men in New England over the course of summers. It's going to be directed by Phil McKinley, who has worked at CV Rep. That's always nice to have that collaboration and that relationship with all the theater companies here in town. But it's actually fun for me because I'm actually returning to the stage and I'll be in Love Valor.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So I'm excited because it's been since Daniel's husband during COVID, right before COVID started, that I've been on stage. So I'm real excited about this opportunity to not only work with Phil, but also just dip my toes back into the acting thing.
All right, what's the website if somebody wanted to find out more about Desart and the new... Now, is it still Desart Performs or just Desart?
Yes, so Desart Performs is the company.
Okay.
We were always Desart Performs. Desart Playhouse is our home.
Okay.
And one thing I'd also like to mention is that Desart Playhouse will be presenting other artistic shows over the course. I want to bring cabaret into the space.
Excellent.
We're looking at bringing in and presenting an opera, actually, in March. So we're working on different opportunities and expanding the community and saying, join us. We may not produce your shows, but we want it to be a community space.
I love that.
It's a beautiful space, even for rehearsal. If you're looking for a rehearsal space, give us a call, because we have a 1,000-square-foot rehearsal space. Yeah. So we want to make sure that people know that this is not just our home, but it's everybody's home.
So what is the website?
www.desartperforms.org, and that's D-E-Z-A-R-T. And our box office number is 760-322-0179.
Okay, super. Michael, thank you so much. Congratulations on the new space. Can't wait to see it.
Thank you, dear.
All right. If you love, enjoy the show, please share it with your friends. And you can subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts. Hit the like and subscribe button. This is our last show before the new year. And happy holidays to everyone, whatever holiday you might celebrate. And we're going to close with a little snippet, some music from a little holiday gathering we had the other day. So happy holidays. See you next time on The Desert Scene.
Desert Scene's where you belong, with Mutual Broadcasting's Bonnie G. Just sing along. Just sing along.